Ian, I've also noticed where you're sitting in your room, it makes it, and now obviously there's no video for this podcast, so I'm going to have to describe this, but there's a light and it makes it look like you have a halo.
Yeah, no, it's very much on purpose. It makes me laugh that every time I'm on Zoom all day, every day, I have a halo at all times.
Well, I have taken a screen grab of it, which I'm going to share in the show notes for this episode so everyone can see your halo. I'm sorry, I did not warn you that we'd all be on camera, so I'm now realizing that in that screenshot they'll also be able to see, like, I'm in my closet with, like, my wife's clothes behind me. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of E-Commerce Unscripted, where we help you achieve WooCommerce mastery. My name is Sam Greenspan, and I'm a marketer here at GoDaddy. I am joined today by two fantastic panelists. First, coming to you from semi-rural Ontario, Canada, Ian Meisner.
Yeah, thanks. Hi.
Hi.
My name's Ian Meisner, currently living in Kingston, Ontario, and I'm a manager for WooCommerce Care here at GoDaddy.
Erica comes to us in front of a very lovely bookshelf, no halo, and no spare clothes. Erica Ross, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Erica Ross. Yeah, so I'm a customer support specialist at GoDaddy, and I cook a really great gumbo.
All right. Today, we are talking about gift cards. So gift cards are the most wanted gift year after year. There's one annual survey, and it's been something like 14 or 15 years in a row that gift cards have been the most wanted gift. I have no idea what it was before that, but the market on gift cards grows at 14% a year. Gift cards also saw major growth during the pandemic. As part of a push by people to support small businesses, a lot of them did that by buying gift cards to put money into small businesses that were struggling now, and then they could use the gift cards down the road. A study found that e-commerce stores offering gift cards can actually get a 13-to-1 ROI and around a 10% lift in sales after they institute a gift card. So that's why gift cards are so important to WooCommerce stores. In this podcast, we're going to discuss strategies for adding gift cards to your store or your client stores and some ideas for really getting the most out of them. But we're going to start with a few questions and to share a few stats. Do you ever give gift cards as gifts? And why give someone a gift card rather than hunting for a specific present for them?
It definitely is a time saver. I've many a time been on the way to a party, have forgotten to purchase a gift. Usually it's for my husband's family member because I try to leave it up to him to get it, but that never works out. So we'll have to stop at like Target or something and get a quick gift card. And I'd also say, like, those people that are hard to purchase for, like, you're like, what do they even like? Or they have everything. Those are usually the people that I will buy gift cards for.
I would agree that my wife has 100% of the time regretted putting the gift buying decisions in my hands. Ian, what about you? Do you ever buy gift cards? Why give gift cards rather than hunting for a specific present? And does your wife ever regret putting you in charge of purchasing gifts?
Yeah, so my wife certainly thinks I overdo it with gift cards, frankly. I've got this all or nothing approach to gift giving. Either I know the exact thing that I should buy that specific person, or it's a gift card. There's no in between. I don't do mediocre gifts. It's let them choose, or I already have the best thing in mind. I guess to Erica's point, time constraints falls into that as well. The older I get, the more gifts I have to give, basically. So spending less time thinking about it helps.
Right. At this point, have either of you ever given your children a gift card as a gift, or are you still going full presents for them?
Mine is 6, so it's really easy to buy something that he'll like. So I haven't given him a gift card yet, but I'm sure once he hits those teen years, it's going to be all gift cards all the time.
Yeah, and I got 5 kids, 10 and under, so so I haven't gotten to the point where I've given them like a gift card for like a birthday gift or anything. Like, I don't know, it feels wrong for the kids for some reason, but I've given like Roblox gift cards as bribery and stuff like that. So, you know, you keep a couple put away in a cupboard and wait for the opportunity to pull them out to get them to do something, basically.
So here's why people give gift cards as gifts. The top reason is it gives someone the ability to buy their own present. It's easier and faster to buy gift cards than to buy an actual gift. Well, not an actual, I mean, a gift card is an actual gift, but to buy a specific gift. There's no worries about someone returning the gift you buy them. They're easier to send. It helps people stick to their holiday budgets because they can buy a specific amount they know they won't go over. And then about 4% of people buy gift cards because there are incentives to buying the gift cards. Like you buy someone a gift card and you get one yourself or some sort of free gift for them. Next question. When you get a gift card, what kind of things do you like to use a gift card to buy?
So my favorite thing to get gift cards for is like for stores I wouldn't normally buy from myself. I guess I would say sort of like novelty items or even like luxury brands or something, like something where, again, probably oversharing at this point, 90% of my clothes are from Costco or The Gap. I don't go to other stores, right? So, yeah, if I get a nice gift card for like something to get like a nice piece of clothing I wouldn't normally buy myself, I feel like guilt-free, like I can spend too much.
Erica, what about you? You do not have to say that 90% of your clothes are from Costco or The Gap. I am doubting that is the case. You are wearing a very cool what appears to be Newfound Glory t-shirt during this recording of this podcast. So maybe Hot Topic, but yeah. Not...
It's a concert shirt now. Oh. I'm not going to go buy some generic Newfound Glory shirt at Hot Topic. It's from a concert.
How do you feel about like kids who were born in like 2004 wearing the Nirvana shirts from Hot Topic? Because personally, I can't deal with it.
Yeah, same. It's also like I see a lot of teenagers wearing Green Day t-shirts. Yeah, yeah. It's upsetting somehow. I think it just makes me feel old. So, but you know, back to the question,
yes.
Right?
Back to the question, yes, which was, what do you like to buy with gift cards?
So I'm not buying band shirts with gift cards usually.
Sure.
I'll probably buy like expensive items, like kitchen gadgets. I have one of those really nice KitchenAid stand mixers, which I bought with a gift card because I wasn't about to spend that amount of money. They were like $400 or something. So I got a really big gift card and I spent that on, or most of it for the stand mixer. Also, I've gotten expensive pairs of shoes, a pair of hunter boots, if you're familiar. I bought those with a gift card. I wouldn't normally spend that much myself, so gift card for sure.
I'm kind of the same way that I like to save up gift cards to buy bigger things with them, as opposed to, like, I don't look at my gift cards as just sort of same as cash at a store. For me, it's like I'm going to save these, and I'll continue to, if I'm making other purchases at the store before I buy whatever big thing I'm saving up for, I will still buy those with, like, my credit card as opposed to using my gift card balance for them. It's like a different set of money for some reason.
Yes, yes.
Like, it just like feel, and it's unexplainable. My wife is the opposite, and it baffles her that I do that, but it is very much to me like, no, this is toward like, it's like a savings account made out of gift cards for me or something. That. So here's a stat for you on what people like to use their gift cards to buy. 59% of people will use their gift cards for big things, and they'll actually spend more than the gift card's value. People are also 250% more likely to pay full price for an item if they have a gift card than if they're shopping without a gift card. So that's a good takeaway for stores there, is if you want people to buy full price merchandise, gift card shoppers are one of your best target markets for that.
That's definitely me.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think that actually makes sense. And it's a pretty jarring number. It's a very big difference because I will buy things on discount on sites, but I think if I have a gift card, then I'll lean toward, all right, well, I want to get this
I'm
now.
Money bags now. I can buy full price.
So we're all big gift card users, it sounds like. Have you ever bought yourself a gift card? If you have, what was it and why did you choose to buy a gift card instead of just using cash?
I have bought myself gift cards before. If there's some type of incentive, so one of the spas that I like to go to, they'll have buy a gift card for 3 facials and get the 4th for free. And then I'm also at Sam's Club, they give discounts on gift cards. I think it's like 5% off or 5 or 10% off, something like that. So when I go to Disney World, I'll buy Disney World gift cards and get the 5% off and then use those when I'm in Disney.
Ian, I'm going to ask you the same question. And also, are you upset that Erica patronizes Sam's Club and not your preferred clothier of Costco?
Yeah. I mean, we don't, again, another Canadian thing. We don't have Sam's Club, so I don't know how much.
Yeah, I don't have a Costco near me, so sorry.
Oh.
It's, well, there's one in New Orleans, but I'd have to, it's too far.
So as far as the question itself, I've definitely bought gift cards for myself. A lot of the times, like I think what Erica said there about, you know, if you get like a discount for buying a gift card now, I'll do that. I use a budgeting app for a lot of like money stuff. And I don't know why it works better for me to like move money into like the thing that that's budgeted for before I'm spending it. But it's like a trick that psychologically makes me feel better, I guess. Mm. As long as I can store it in a digital format, I would say. I don't want cards. I want, you know, digital representation of a gift card when I do that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have not heard of that before, but that's budgeting by buying gift cards that you could then use. That's an interesting one.
I don't want to like plug a product or anything, but YNAB, you need a budget. It's an app where it's all about like the digital representation of the envelope system, basically. And you know, you're already moving the money into that place on paper anyways. So
my wife is a big, you need a budget person too. She was, there's a long stretch where it was very much like every dollar has a job. Every dollar has a job.
I'm pretty sure that's the tagline on their website, actually.
Every dollar has a job.
Yeah. No, but buying a gift card allows you to put it in that place. And then again, it makes purchasing things like more guilt-free, which is probably doing, like from the stats you just said, people spend more or pay full price. It's probably doing me harm in some way. But I don't know. I feel better. So there we are.
And we are all quite typical. 69% of people have bought a gift card for themselves. All right. How many unused gift cards do you currently have?
I have a shoe store gift card that has been in a drawer in my office for at least 3 years. And it was a gift and I probably needed it at the time, but it stays in the drawer in my office. That's where it belongs. I've moved. I brought it with me, put it in the same drawer. I don't know what to say. I know it's there.
All right, Erica, what about you? You got any unused gift cards lying around there?
I have two. One is for a massage place that has kind of a sketchy reputation, so I haven't redeemed it for that reason. And then the other one is for a restaurant that is like a $20 gift card, and the restaurant's like an hour away. It's not really worth it to drive to redeem the $20 gift card. So if I'm ever in the area, maybe I'll use it.
It's impressive that you can both enumerate your unused gift cards, because I know I have just a ton of them sitting in various shoe boxes and drawers and whatnot. I can only imagine how many I have outstanding. And that's pretty common of a lot of people. 29% of people say they've received a gift card they never used. And 20% of people regularly forget to use the gift cards they receive. All right, we'll be back right after this to discuss some strategies for incorporating gift cards into your WooCommerce store or your clients' WooCommerce stores.
You can build sophisticated e-commerce stores faster with GoDaddy's managed hosting. Sign up now to take advantage of a free domain, daily backups, a built-in SSL certificate, and thousands of dollars of extensions to take your store to the next level. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.
We are back with our gift cards episode. My name is Sam. I am joined by Erica and Ian. We're going to cover some strategies here for incorporating gift cards into a WooCommerce store. We'll start with some basic ones and then move on to more intermediate and advanced ones. So the basic strategy we're going to discuss, and I guess this is fairly intuitive, but it is sell gift cards. So there are a number of WooCommerce extensions that you can use to sell gift cards. As we've enumerated, there are so many reasons why it's beneficial for a store to sell them. The one we're going to talk about here today in terms of extensions is PDF product vouchers. It works for both in-store and online purchases and has a number of other benefits too as well. So Ian, if you'd like to talk a little bit about PDF product vouchers and how stores can use that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that extension in particular serves both types of people, right? Like, because like I said before, I really don't want a physical card. I want the digital representation of the money to exist somewhere. But with that plugin, because it does generate a PDF, you can send an email to the customer or to their gift recipient where they can then print it out if they do actually want a physical representation of what they've purchased.
And Erica, you want to talk a little bit about PDF product vouchers, things you can do with it, or reasons to incorporate into a store?
Yeah. So one of the cool things is you can add a QR code so that it can be redeemed on like a mobile device. And of course, each one is going to have its own code that you can use anyhow, even if you don't want to use the QR code. I think they're really great for any product, really, but I think they're really awesome for things like spas. And if you have like a tour that you might be giving, or restaurants even, I think they really apply well to those particular places. And like Anne said, you can send it directly to the recipient and include like a gift message or something like that with it as well.
And they're also very customizable on your end. You can change how they look, and you can also manage all of your outstanding product vouchers from right there within WooCommerce, which can help for your organizing your business. And to Ian's point, actually, about the physical versus digital card, I actually do have stats on that. 33% of people say they prefer digital cards, 29% prefer physical, and 38% don't care. This is a good extension because you're covering the entire swath of it. Whether someone likes physical, likes digital, doesn't care, likes both, they're getting it with this. So it's a really good way to incorporate gift cards into your site. We're going to move on next to our intermediate strategy to be able to offer people to put whatever amount of money they want on a gift card or on their PDF product voucher. And the extension we're going to talk about for that is the Name Your Price extension. So Erica, could you talk a little bit about using Name Your Price and incorporating that with PDF product vouchers?
Yeah, so PDF product vouchers, you can make them to where they are redeemable for specific products. So like if you're selling a t-shirt, for instance, you can have it redeemable specifically for that t-shirt. But with Name Your Price, you can actually say, okay, I want to buy a gift card for $50 or $52 or $100, $500. So the customer can actually say how much they want to purchase the voucher for. So it's really neat in that aspect. And you can, of course, use it for gifts such as like baby shower gifts or wedding gifts or something like that, where you want to kind of have that bigger amount where they can use it or they can redeem it for pretty much any product in the store.
Yeah, and Ian, your thoughts on using the Name Your Price extension in gift cards?
Yeah, so without the Name Your Price extension, you'd need to use a variable product or a number of different products for the different values that you'd want to place there. And no matter what you set, like you're limiting choice, you're making it harder for people to choose exactly what they want or whatever. And like, you don't want a variable product with like 100 different variations for all the different levels. So Name Your Price is a great solution there. And, you know, keeping in mind, you don't want to limit the top end either, right? Like if you're making the choices of what people can purchase, you could be limiting, you know, somebody purchasing a gift card that's way out of what you would expect, even more money than you were hoping for.
I am always, you know, slightly perturbed when I want to buy a gift card for a certain amount and they only offer like $10, $25 or $100. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, this person deserves a gift that is exactly $65. Like, and I cannot do that because
that is their value.
Yeah, with one option I'm cheap, the other option I'm going to be mad about the gift I'm giving. In fact, mutual friends of my wife and I, we have honest debates about the gift value we're targeting, and yes, the decisions are made together. So it would be very frustrating to have to get to a store and decide which of us was right by the limitations. So we should be using Name Your Price.
But also you can have a partial redemption with PDF product voucher. So if you're giving someone, say, a $200 voucher that you've used with Name Your Price, they can spend $99 and still have that extra $101 to spend later.
You know, Erica, I appreciate that I was about to just take this thing so far off the rails and you brought it all the way back to topic. So thank you. Thank you so much for steering this ship back on course, because woo, we were going somewhere. All right. All right. Now we'll move on to discussing our advanced strategies for gift cards. And this is offering gift card promotions. So as we all discussed, we've all purchased gift cards for ourselves because there were gift card promotions. And I feel like that's a pretty typical experience. 55% of people say they will buy a gift card based on a promotion. In addition, 41% of people will visit a new store because they receive a gift card. and then 72% will ultimately return to that store. So, Erica, any strategies for how you should set up promotions around gift cards that can make them more enticing to people to buy, either for themselves or other people, and ways to just move gift cards through promotional efforts?
I always love a good incentive. So if you have a promotion where maybe you buy $50 in gift cards and then you get a $5 or $10 gift card for free. That's always great because that's $50 that you can give to someone and then $5 or $10 that the customer can then probably use for themselves rather than giving that away to someone else. And then, you know, you've kind of brought in two customers there. So I think incentives is always the way to go.
Yeah, well, I would say that, you know, promotions for gift cards would be a really good way to get somebody to make a follow-up purchase, right? So, you know, if it's my first time at a store and I bought something, it may not be easy to tell me what I should buy next. But if you encourage me to give you some more money and, you know, there's a benefit for me to do it now, it may be more likely to convince me to come back in the future.
Have you ever seen a store use gift cards as a cross sell, like in the cart or an upsell even at checkout? You know, we have extensions like cart add-ons, checkout add-ons. Have you ever seen stores using those as a place to sell, hey, add a gift card onto your order?
I guess in most cases, I would say when I see add-ons like that, they're usually targeting like a specific type of product. I would think though that especially when we talk about the way, you know, offering additional credits or discounts when you do purchase a gift card, I think that would be a really interesting way to increase the average order size. But yeah, I think typically when I've seen those add-ons, generally speaking, it's been, you know, like a popular product they offer or something that was selected to go with this particular product on the back end somewhere.
Another good time to offer gift cards is after holiday shipping deadlines have passed. I've found that those are really, you'll start to see the emails come in, and this is a good email marketing strategy, but as you're getting to the point where someone's not going to be able to ship it. And I'm not just talking about the winter holidays either. They'll give them for Valentine's Day. They'll give them for Easter. They'll give them for St. Patrick's Day. They'll give them for, let's see, I'll try to give one for you, Ian. Is Victoria Day? Did I make that up or is that a real holiday?
Yeah, and we do expect presents on Victoria
Day. Okay, good.
Day,
so. Yeah. So
please send some.
You'll be getting one from me whenever Victoria Day is. Let's say October 14th.
Exactly, yes.
All right. But yes, if you're looking for last minute presents, it's a good idea to promote them with through email marketing. Hey, you can still send gift cards. Again, one of the main reasons people buy gift cards is because they're easy to ship. And if you forgot someone or you just procrastinated, or you can send a gift card last minute. All right. Any other thoughts on gift card promotions or techniques to sell more gift cards from a WooCommerce site?
I mean, tying back to PDF product voucher specifically, I would say I've seen a lot of stores use it for like membership access with the membership sites as well. Okay. So essentially the gift card itself is not for a dollar value. It's for access to a course or the site itself or whatever.
So an integration between PDF product vouchers and WooCommerce memberships then.
Yeah. And well, I mean, it's the integration works simply because WooCommerce memberships is based on the sale of a product. So you can provide a product with the voucher basically. But again, tying that into like those last minute offers or something like that, you know, if you want something that still feels like a lot more selected and chosen for that person, but still you have to do it when there's no time left to purchase something great, it's just another option there.
Great. Erica, any final thoughts on strategies regarding gift cards?
Incentives.
Can't argue with that.
Give
All
me
right.
a discount. Give me a free gift card.
We'll be back right after this for our question and answer segment.
It's time to get your clients selling online in less time and for less money with GoDaddy Hosting. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.
And we are back. My name is Sam. I am joined by Ian and Erica. And today we have a couple of great questions here. The first one, can I send cart abandonment emails with WooCommerce and no external email service provider?
So you wouldn't necessarily need something like MailChimp, but you could do this with custom code, of course. But something like Automate Woo would be great because you can solicit reviews when someone purchases a product. You can send coupons. There's integrations with subscriptions, WooCommerce subscriptions and WooCommerce memberships, and also integration with MailChimp as well. But it allows you to do more than just send cart abandonment emails, and it's a great way to pull in customers and retain customers.
Yeah, so I would second that Automate Woo is a solid choice. I mean, it allows you to use like standard WP Mail to send those offers, and Automate Woo was actually built up to include things like, you know, capturing the guest emails so that, you know, some of the free plugins that exist, they only work for logged in users. So, you know, you're really limiting that. I would argue, though, that even though you can do it without an external email service, I don't know that I would, because, you know, we know card abandonment can bring in so much additional revenue or sales for a store. That's not an area where I would personally recommend cutting corners. I would say Automate Woo is the minimum. And then, you know, I would look upstream from there.
Like Erica said, you can use it for more than just card abandonment emails, but we would often recommend that if someone was going to set up an automated email first, they went with card abandonment emails. And so that's a good one to get right. And there are some good solutions there. What do you feel in general then about sending emails, the emails that are built into WooCommerce, you know, the transactional emails, the ones that you can send, as you said, Ian, through WP Mail? Would you still send those through WooCommerce, or is it worth getting an external third-party email service provider for all of the emails for your store?
Yeah, generally speaking, I would definitely leave email marketing up to the services that do that best. Deliverability is such a major concern, and things like that where, you know, even the difference of a couple percentage points can make a pretty big bottom line difference on your store. So again, while WP Mail is fine and you don't necessarily need more than that, the potential opportunity of just seeing even a minor improvement in that area is worth paying something, even if it's just a basic like SMTP plugin or something to help with deliverability and things like that.
Yeah, I would agree. It's definitely worth the investment. You know, even just pulling in a couple extra customers, it's going to pay for itself.
Right. Since email marketing is so important and it's still the top way that stores communicate with their customers, it's not the area to take chances, basically. And that's what we'll always recommend. Next question. Should I start using Facebook Messenger for customer service and also for promotions?
I would, like, so again, if I was starting like a small store myself, I certainly would. I mean, the Facebook Messenger setup allows you to put, you know, the little bubble front of site, and you can have it come to your phone so you can answer people whenever and wherever you are. So especially if you're looking at it as like, you know, like a side business or something you do as, you know, like for yourself, it's a very simple and easy way to get that up and running. And between the Facebook for WooCommerce extension and all that, you can get it done very easily. And I'm pretty sure it's free, really, to do all that, right? So I don't see a downside for doing it for bigger stores. I think that you start to see more potential options as you look around if you have like a whole team behind you. But again, for a smaller store, that would be my go-to for sure.
So that's for, you're saying for support, but also promotions? Or are you really talking about more of the support aspect of it?
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking a bit more about the support aspect because, you know, the messenger bubble on the bottom.
Right.
Something visible where people can reach you at any point.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to retain a customer, especially if they have a question about a product. If they send an email and then you respond 2 days later, that you might have lost them already. So people like having that immediate response. And, you know, also a lot of people don't want to talk on the phone either. So it's a good way to kind of get people to ask questions and pull them in, making sure that they're going to stick around and buy the product. But, you know, you can also use it for promotions and things. So after someone makes a purchase, maybe asking them to share it on Facebook and they're doing the advertising for you. Of course, that would require a little bit of automation.
There are a lot of options out there, obviously, for reaching customers. Email is the prominent one, but there's also now SMS marketing, there's Facebook marketing, there's all sorts of ways you can go. And there are plenty of services out there, good services that you can integrate with WooCommerce that can give you access to using those platforms for a variety of reasons. I think, you know, scale up at the pace you're comfortable with and based on your capacity to handle. If you're ready to handle the incoming volume from Facebook Messenger, then take it. But if you're not ready for that, then, you know, start slow and work your way up there.
Well, and just to throw it out there as well, you can set like away hours and custom away messages that tell people when to expect a response. So you can still set those expectations around it as well. I'm just thinking that if I was running a small store myself, I would certainly, you know, every opportunity to capture that and prevent them from going away, I would try to be as responsive as possible.
Yeah, and I think it also may help add a credibility. I think one of the places that people are concerned about small stores is if they've never heard of them, that you're just going to put your credit card in and they'll take your money and never send you anything. So being able to talk with a live person and even maybe put a face behind it can be a really good trust signal.
Yeah. And Facebook's actually pretty good too, of notifying users of how responsive you are. So even if they never even actually reach out to you, there'll still be that signal of like, this person answers people and quickly as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for our episode on gift cards. Ian, Erica, any last words about gift cards you'd like to share with the good people out there?
I have nothing to add on gift cards. I just want to drop a note that I was lying about Victoria Day earlier. It's not in October and no one gives presents for it. I'm starting to feel guilty. So I just wanted to drop that out there.
Thank you. Very important. Erica, your final thoughts on gift cards or Canadian holidays?
I'm sorry. I know very little about Canadian holidays. Gift cards in general are definitely something that you should try to incorporate, because it's, even if someone doesn't come back and redeem it, they've, you know, you've already brought in that revenue through the gift card. But when they do come back to redeem it, if it was a gift, you've gained another customer. They're probably going to end up spending more than what the gift card was for.
I would like to thank our panelists, Erica Ross and Ian Meisner, for their contributions today. If you would like to submit questions to future Q&As, you can do so from the link in the show notes. We'll also include links to all of the extensions as well as websites we spoke about in the show notes. Plus, many of these extensions we've discussed today are included in GoDaddy's Managed WordPress e-commerce bundle. You get nearly $6,000 worth of free premium extensions, plus lots of other things like a free SSL and domain, a streamlined, simplified setup, and it costs less than $20 a month. So if you're looking for new hosting, it's a pretty good deal. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.